This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're just despicable.
Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's what I always tell you, be part of the solution, right? It ain't that hard. Yeah, well, if you want to be, it ain't that hard. If you want to fight it, it's a real pain. And you know what? You can just start. Look at a guy that I really have a lot of respect for, Britt Hume. I'm amazed at how many of these people got sucked into, or maybe they were threatened. I don't know. I have no idea. But how many of these people got sucked into the fact that it was MAGA people that caused all that trouble on the 6th? I mean, on Wednesday. I don't know how. Again, I'm going to say it again. I don't know how they got sucked into it so easily. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with me, that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Head up to the website, therealside.com. Okay? And God bless America. You know, I'm looking at this because some of you know that we're not on Facebook anymore. I mean, you could find some of the pages there, but we're not doing anything with it. Same thing with Twitter. I'm tired of fighting with these people. I've been saying it forever. Get off those websites, right? They have way too much power. You can go back years, I've been saying they have way too much power. And the proof is, look at what's happening now to everybody. And how much they're stifling information. It's just wrong. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you hang out with us. Because I know there's a lot of other, you know, stations and places you can be, but you've chosen this one. And again, as I say, I do appreciate it. For lack of a better term right now, the yo-hos in Congress are currently voting, with zero time remaining, on agreeing to the resolution to have the 25th Amendment to remove Donald Trump from office. Now, here's the issue, right? They got a letter from Vice President Pence, whether you like him or not, that he would not invoke the 25th Amendment. He wouldn't do it. And they don't really... I don't know if these people don't get it. They don't understand. But it doesn't mean he is pulled immediately out of office. You have to get half the cabinet, his cabinet, and the ones that he... the ones that left would have been the ones that probably would have voted for this. I don't know. My crystal ball doesn't work. I'm not sure. Right? And then, on top of that, you'd have to have the vice president go for it. These people just wasted 4 hours of everybody's time. Or 3 hours, whatever it was. It's a resolution to remove Donald Trump from office in using the 25th Amendment. And they spent all this time doing this is how much they hate the man. And I'm just going to keep saying it until they take me off, too. Hate him for what? Exactly. What did he do wrong? I'd love to know. You want to call him and let me know? Please do. But exactly what did they do wrong? I don't even know. I don't even know how to phrase this. He went down to the border wall today. Got absolutely no coverage. Because you know the Dems are going to do everything they can to turn that around. Probably cut holes in it. The Border Patrol wants it. They've said a million times that they want it. So I don't get it. I don't get any of this. The unemployment, you saw it skyrocket. It started to skyrocket already. Which doesn't make any, frankly, it doesn't make any sense either. No. It doesn't make any sense to me because you would think all these big companies now that are getting behind Joe Biden, that are on board with all the social justice garbage, right? You would think they'd be happy about this. They should be hiring people. Joe's going to turn, do you hear? Joe's going to turn everything around. He's going to make everything better. He's going to, God bless America. This is perfect. Oh, all right. And then as far as everything else goes, you've got people, they jump and ship like, what was the old saying? Like rats jumping from the, from a sinking ship. It's just amazing to me. This guy did so much for so many people. I really feel bad for him. And now you're hearing, I mean, see, the beauty of this, too. I said this about the Democrats early on. Is you, they were like a bad rash under your skin, right? And when Trump got in office, all of a sudden, it made this rash come forward. And it's the same thing here. You're seeing all these rodents that were in the party now start to come forward. McConnell is furious with Donald Trump. Doesn't want him back at office. Doesn't want him coming back. And wants to get rid of all those little rodents he thinks are Republicans that shouldn't belong in a party. I think McConnell should just sign up for the Democrat Party, don't you? He's supporting the impeachment of Donald Trump. Time for McConnell to go. He didn't refuse his help in the race, did he? Joe Mattini, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampappa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Hello?
Hey, Brad, it's Joe. Hang tight. We're going in, okay?
Okay, gotcha. Thanks.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being involved, being engaged. And, I do appreciate the time that you spend with us. We've got a lot going on. A lot of you are really concerned about what's happening today, not just in Congress, but, you know, where we're going to go from here. What's going to happen from here? I'm not smart enough to have all those answers for you. I know sometimes I seem like the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I don't know what drawer you're looking in. The drawer you need to be looking in is one that has Brad Dacus in it. Brad, thanks for joining me tonight. Always appreciate your time. Brad is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. And, boy, Brad, this is going to be a what, for lack of a better term, a questioning time for you, doesn't it?
Yes. Very much so.
Easy enough. Oh, God. Talk to me. What, you know, you're looking at what's happening right now. You know, even after Pence said he would not do anything, he wouldn't do anything with the 25th Amendment. The bottom line with it is that they went along and they did the resolution anyhow.
Right.
Go ahead.
It's just a political stunt posturing. They want to take away as much attention as they can from the fraud issue, so they want to shift it to Donald Trump, somehow trying to allege that he was one responsible for those that small tiny group of relatively tiny small group of people who went rogue and invaded the Capitol. Just because you call people to stand up against election fraud and they come out in mass and demonstrate against it, the tyranny, doesn't mean that you're responsible for a 0.1% who went rogue and decided to invade the Capitol. So it's bogus, it's unmerited. They are desperate to try to get this out of people's minds about the election fraud because they know it's going to be a major handicap for them moving forward with the Biden in the White House.
Totally agree with you. Totally agree with you. They're going to do everything they can to create as many smoke screens as they can, you know, to keep the heat off of them, if you would, you know. And Biden has already come out and said that what he is going to do here, you know, shortly after he gets in office, is he's gonna help out small businesses. I don't know if you heard about this. He's gonna help out small businesses by making funds easier to get to rebuild their businesses, to put people back to work in these communities. However, if you're white, you need not apply. How is this going to stand? How is this going to stand in the Supreme Court? Will it?
Yeah, it will not. Not with this Supreme Court. I don't believe affirmative action. If it was brought before the court again in many contexts, would survive the Supreme Court, because the Supreme Court goes back to the original intent of the Constitution, and there is no give racial preference to XYZ clause anywhere in the Constitution. It's the Equal Protection Clause, which under the 14th Amendment actually forbids the government treating one race differently or better than the other. So I think that is something that is not going to survive. And I almost think that the Biden administration, his staff, his people are trying to come up with some kind of action or something to show that they're needed, they're relevant. This president has been so active and involved in such a proactive way with regards to the COVID-19 and the communities and everything else. I think that he's going to have a difficult time coming up with anything of substance that's not going to backfire or be counterproductive at this point. But maybe I'm wrong.
Well, I don't know. It's funny you should say that, because when he does speak, I'm listening to him speak, and it's almost like he's going back to the Obama era and before then. What he wants to do when it comes to taxes, and to your point, almost doesn't call it affirmative action, but every plan he's putting out there, it's for the black community. Matter of fact, one person when he was speaking said, notice he didn't mention the Hispanic community. Everyone but.
Right. Right.
So is he mad? Is he going to make them? Is he going to punish them?
Yeah, I do believe. Well, he may be somewhat frustrated that so many in the Latin community, Latino community, did vote for Trump, and it was an even larger percentage than in 2016. So he may not feel very beholden to them, but he feels definitely like he owes the African American community, the black community, even though there was actually a new record for a number of decades. We saw a new record for the percentage of blacks who voted for Trump. That seems to be part of his mantra, and I think it's not going to flow well, because all of America throughout this country has suffered, and we need a leader that that brings America together, and that's done by treating us all the same with the same dignity and respect, and not some more equal than others, to quote the famous book Animal Farm.
No. Some of this stuff is just way out of control. You know, are you surprised at all by some of our conservative compadres that have jumped on the bandwagon that these were MAGA people that did this? And you and I haven't talked, so I don't even know where you are on this. But these were definitely MAGA people that did this, and that, you know, Donald Trump stirred them up to do it. Well, you know, if you want to get honest about it, and you truly want to play attorney or whatever, and you want to take a look at this, you're going to find out hard and fast that's not the way it went down at all. That the Trump wasn't even, somebody already posted this, but Trump wasn't even done with his speech when the riot or when the action started to break out. He specifically, if you ripped the speech apart, he said, look, go, we have a peaceful, do a peaceful protest. Didn't call it violence. So,
right. It was,
yeah, go ahead.
Well, I say, yeah, in the president's messaging, there is no room for people to think, oh, we're being called on to violently break the law, to invade the Capitol building and create a ruckus. No, that was in none of the messaging at all. It was not expressed, so the people cannot logically jump and make that conclusion. It just wasn't there. The people who made that decision to do that, you know, the understanding that we have now is that there are some who are just radicals. You know, one guy wearing the moose horn and the, you know, he's got his issues, and so you have that fringe that just, you know, decided to seize the opportunity, and then you have some who are understood to be in the Antifa movement, and that they've done this before, where they put on the jersey of the opposing side, and they do, you know, riotous things to try to create turmoil.
That's their goal. Nothing new in any group. They've done it in plenty of groups over the years, whether it's with the police.
Right.
And we're going to go for a quick break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Fred Dinkins will still be with us on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now. And get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Three House Republicans have declared their intent to vote for impeachment when the House takes up the articles, a move expected on Wednesday. The number three Republican in the House, Liz Cheney, said Tuesday in a statement that she would vote for impeachment and claimed that the president lit the flame of the attack on the Capitol last week. She joins Representatives John Katko and Adam Kinzinger, who also publicly said they would vote for impeachment. Meanwhile, Vice President Mike Pence has told House Speaker Nancy Pelosi that he won't invoke the 25th Amendment to remove President Trump. In a letter to the Speaker, the Vice President said he does not believe it's in the best interest of the country or consistent with the Constitution. And the United States will begin to require international travelers who have tested negative for COVID before allowing entry into the country. Beginning January 26th, travelers arriving from overseas will have to test negative for the virus within 3 days of their flight to the U.S., according to new guidelines from the CDC. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
Pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. I really do appreciate the time you spent with us. And I mean that sincerely. I'm not just saying it because, you know, I want more listeners. I want you to feel good about yourself. You guys have been around for a long time. You know I've gotten on your case and I don't like what you do. And I praise you when you do control yourself, when you are doing the right thing. And that, you know, we need to control ourselves more. And I don't mean not fight back, but I mean you just no violence. Okay, and I've been saying that, no violence. Because you're gonna load their gun for them to put it in a violent way. You're gonna give them the ammunition they need to say, look at what this right wing lunatics are doing. Don't do that. Don't give that to them. Founder of Pacific Justice Institute, Brad Dacus, joins me as he does every week. I always appreciate his time. And Brad, before we get rolling into the conversation and I forget, tell people about the organization, tell them how they can help get involved and just help you help other people through all these things they're going through, whether it's in schools or, you know, outside of schools, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we at Pacific Justice, we defend religious freedom for everyone, parental rights, the sanctity of human life. We do it all without charge. We have a huge network of attorneys across the United States. In fact, we have more offices, Joe, than any other across the country, than any other organization of our kind, coast to coast. We're looking to open up in new cities in 2021. We do our work completely without charge, and we're very broad. We defend in all kinds of issues, like I say, dealing with religious freedom, parental rights, sanctity of life. We do it always without charge. And if people want to become a part of our work, and at the very least get our Legal Insider newsletter, it comes in via email once a week, and it's very important that people be informed of what's going on, because things are being shut down right and left on these different media platforms. Just go to our website, PJI.org, P for Pacific, J for Justice, I for Institute.org, PJI.org. Click the Legal Insider box to the lower right-hand corner. If you want to support our work, there's a box to click for that, too. We'd love to support people in the system in any way we can.
Yeah, and you do some, yeah, and people need to understand, you do some great work. And again, there are a lot of churches out there. Some of the people I've been talking to are going, look, you know, there are a lot of things that are going to happen, but this isn't one of them. I think it's going to be harder for religious people. I really do. I think it's going to be harder for people, you know, like you and I. Right now they're allowing us to worship at a distance, and some churches are open, some churches still aren't open. I don't think it's going to get any easier under Joe. Joe may come in and do an edict to close everything down for 6 or 8 weeks, so this thing will go away. It's not going to go away like that, but you're going to have your hands full, aren't you? Or do you think you won't?
No, we will. Unfortunately, Joe, it's going to be very busy for us. We're already strategizing tomorrow. In fact, we have a board meeting at PJI to talk about what we're doing strategically to prepare for some of the legislation, some of the executive orders we're expecting to come down that are going to be an assault and attack tremendously on religious freedom. And it's we're going to be very busy, and then also helping churches to be able to reopen again. Biden, he's not a friend of people of faith. He's not a friend of religious institutions. They didn't support him in the last election, and for good reason. And I think that we're going to see a retake of the Obama era, which was actually very oppressive. Irrespective of your politics, people need to understand that was very oppressive of people of faith in the workplace, working for the government, in the military, against churches, synagogues, you name it. So that's what we're going to have to deal with.
No, and people, it's no big deal, don't worry about it. Even my Christian friends go, look, Jesus is still Jesus, whether you can talk about him or not. You go, no, you're missing the point. You are so missing the point here. And when you talk about Bibles being taken out of hospitals, military hospitals, naval hospitals, what have you, I don't know if you remember that happening, chaplains who couldn't pray in the name of Jesus, all those things that Trump turned around in a heartbeat. Because if I'm a Christian guy and I'm dying on a bed, I don't want some atheist, remember this, the atheist chaplains. I don't want that guy praying to some universal power stream that he does or doesn't believe in, because it's not what I believe in. In my last minutes of life that I've given up for you and your freedom, you better not take mine away.
Yeah, well said. And those are the kinds of conflicts that we're expecting to see even worse in the next 4 years. And that's one reason why I'm hoping people are already thinking about the midterm elections and who they're going to support and who's going to run for the House seats and the Senate seats. We need to truncate this 4-year term to effectively 2 years, and we can do that if we get behind and the right people running for office in the midterm races less than 2 years from now.
Yeah, I'm looking at all this and I'm thinking to myself, man, I'm going to be busy. seriously, with everything that's going on, I'm going to be pretty busy with the stories that we're going to be doing and the stuff that we're going to be talking about from a religious. And the funny thing about it, you're not seeing this with many other religions. You're only seeing it in the Judeo-Christian world.
Right.
These things that will be put in place. And I'm really, to your point, I'm hoping and believing that if it makes it to the Supreme Court, that they take it and go, okay, enough of this. We're going to stop doing this, or we're going to stop now. But we'll see what happens. And part of that, we already started with we talked about this, I think, last week in Philly, where the foster care system would not allow Christian families to foster, young kids because of their bigotry and homophobia. They would only allow same-sex couples to do it. I'm thinking, my God, are we sure? Really? We've gotten to that point for real?
Yeah. And those are the kind of cases that we take on at Pacific Justice Institute all the time. We have over 50 cases in active litigation right now as I speak. And I have some good news. The Department of Health and Human Services, through the Trump administration, has codified rules moving forward that will protect the ability and the right for faith-based or Christian foster care agencies, independent agencies, to be able to exist and still carry out their religious convictions in lining up Christian couples and Christian families for kids who are in foster care, who need a foster care family, and to allow them to do that. That was just just another advancement that the Trump administration has come down with. Instead of just giving up and doing nothing, I'm seeing him really maximize his time during this last week in office And I'm and this is just a major step forward to helping, once again, support religious freedom, which he's done so well in the last 4 years.
Now, for those who don't quite understand, first of all, HHS, I know people that work there, and you know, this is something, again, where he's laying this out. When you say he codified it, what does that actually mean?
Yeah, so the in order to, you know, different agencies, they have their rules. They have their bureaucratic rules that they have. They can't just go in and just say, let's just change the rules. It's a process. So they have to submit the rule, has to go for a hearing and for review and public review and consideration and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Well, he has managed, President Trump has managed to have this new rule codified that is accepted and approved. Just before he leaves office, it takes months and months to go through the process usually to change a rule or procedure from such an agency like this usually, because there's a process for public review, et cetera. So this is a real accomplishment that he was able to get this done during his last week in the White House, so that at least for now, Christian adoption agencies will not have to fear about being bullied and torn down. Now, that said, I have no doubt, I think that the Biden administration will try to do just that, will start the process to reverse it, so that they can start to bully and shut down religious institutions, Christian foster home, Christian adoption agencies, so that only pro-radical LGBTQ adoption agencies exist, where these young children who have been victimized already many times are going to those kind of a foster home families. It's tragic. It's the statistics show that it's tragic. The numbers show that it's tragic. And that's what we're going to have to be dealing with and fighting in the courts as Biden will try to probably reverse this wonderful measure that was taken by President Trump.
I can't stand, you know, when I look at this stuff, I just can't stand it because, you know, things were, and not just from a conservative Christian point of view, but things were going better. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you can push aside the unemployment rates and all this other stuff, but, you know, racism, when it came to racism in the workplace, blacks and whites getting along, they got along terribly under Obama. Remember that half-black president we had? Yeah. We got along terribly under that. And all of a sudden, they're going to try to put all this on Trump. We got to go for a quick commercial break. Be back in a minute. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Shut up. Get out. We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time. You know, head up to the website, realside.com. You watch live, listen live, take the poll. We have a live chat room there. We have a way for you to watch live there, okay? Some of you have been writing me emails and sending me, texts or what have you that we can't find you on Facebook. No, you're right. You can't. Because we're off of Facebook. We started losing followers and all kinds of stuff. It started years ago. I keep throwing the pages up there just for you guys. And I've been telling you for God knows how long, get off of there. They're not our friends. You're giving them too much power. So we're not posting anything anymore to Twitter and or Facebook. I will put out a message here shortly. Spreely is updating. Parler will be back. We can't wait forever, but Parler will be back. So we are on MeWe now and a couple of other places. I just don't want to drive myself crazy chasing this stuff around. But have some patience. It's all there on the website. Come to the website. I can do the same thing for you there I can do on Facebook or Twitter or any place else for that matter. Anyway, let me bring him on. Brad Dinkins joins me as he does every week. Always appreciate his time with me with Pacific Justice Institute. They do a lot of great things around the country, not just in my area, but around the country when it comes to defending your rights, your parental rights, which, frankly, you know, they're going away. they truly are. They're being sneaky about it, but they're going away on a regular basis. Brad, I'll pull it up in a minute, but I don't know if you've heard about this. Well, I know you didn't hear about it on CNN at the airport, because not only would they not play it, but they're not going to be there anymore, are they?
No, they are not, and I am so happy. I am like... I'm singing that little song in Wizard of Oz where they go, ding dong, the witch is dead. The witch.
There you go.
I mean, I'm not a singer, but anyway, but I was just, because I travel so much, as you know, Joe, and to have to go in an airport and just see those CNN screens and their radical liberal, you know, garbage. Anyway, it made my day. I've had a long day, but it was a great end of the day for me to find out that they're not going to be there now. So
yeah, it puts you at ease when you finally walk in there. And you just relax, and you don't have to listen to all the garbage and try to, you know, pluck it out of your ears while you're sitting there going, la, 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 get out of my head, you know, that kind of stuff. But I really find it interesting and amazing that, of all places, CNN can't make it work at the airport. This is just rich, for whatever it's worth. All right, let me have some fun with you for a minute. Let's see if I can get your blood pressure going through the roof. California Democrats, they want to redefine natural breasts as abnormal to allow surgery on kids. So, for them, it's all about changing the norm, isn't it? It's all about changing. So basically what they want to say, I mean, I can read bits and pieces of this, but it's such an individual who's diagnosed with gender dysphoria, who was born with female characteristics, identifies as a male. The chest is now an abnormal body structure. Okay?
Because the female sees herself as a male, so
yes.
That takes something which is natural and genetic, and where every cell in their body is agreed upon that's right, that they're female, that it's now to be treated as if it's an abnormality, like a growth, and needs to be cut off simply because the female who has this mental condition has a mental condition. I mean,
recognized
yeah.
mental condition, correct?
Yeah, it's a recognized mental condition. A mental condition, by the way, which is illegal to get counseling for in the state of California and several other dark blue states
smart.
In the country. So it's very inhumane. And it's masochistic, and you know, I hope that other states will fight this, and our society will eventually learn from it, because the statistics show that this is not advantageous, and the average person that goes through with this procedure will not live to see their 30th birthday because of depression
wow.
leading to suicide. So it's worse than the average cancer. It's better to have cancer. You're going to live longer if you have cancer, statistically, than if you, as a child, than if you go down this path and have your body parts altered and cut off and things to change your perceived gender to physically somewhat try to look like it.
Yeah, it's really interesting when you read into it. They say they're mostly doing this because they want to change the language so insurance companies will actually pay for the procedure. But you know, this, it's open in so many areas as to what ages, what leads you to that. Most of these transgender stories that I read, where they've been given the hormone drugs and or the approval for surgery, they've been seen for less than 2 hours. Now, how will you do this? I mean, the average. Now, how you do this? In less than 2 hours and decide this person is ready for this operation, I don't know. The people have to see a psychiatrist or counselor, whatever makes you more comfortable. They have to see one for, you know, sometimes months and years before they make any major changes in their life. This seems to be the only thing in the world that they'll dedicate 20 minutes to and you're done. You know what I mean?
Yes. I will say this. If anyone has any reports of this taking place where... they feel that they were wronged and that as an individual they suffered because of that, contact us at Pacific Justice Institute. Now, we don't take on these kinds of cases necessarily, but we'll refer them to an attorney that will, because as far as I'm concerned, this is grounds for a malpractice case, a medical malpractice case. It'll be setting new ground But it's something that I think should definitely be challenged because such a limited amount of counseling time to make such a determination of something that's so life-changing, permanent sterility, not being able to have kids.
Yep.
This is something very serious, and I think that we need to have malpractice lawsuits filed in the not-too-distant future as much as possible.
You know, one of the things, I don't know if you saw the news that went through yesterday, PayPal says that it's blocking and blocked Christian crowdfunding site. They say they because they helped the organizers of the event last week raise money. And, you know, it's a good excuse because you know as well as I do, these groups do not raise money to go ahead and create havoc, to have problems. Why just a Christian group? There are other groups out there that have created or specifically go to create violence in the streets and put the money together. Just amazing to me. But, you know, is this something you can actually fight back against?
As far as, you know, I will say that we have to, you know, to look at, you know, the actual facts as they play out. And as we do, there's always that possibility that we could see a valid legal claim, to challenge it. But without question, the tyranny that we're seeing today, and the attempts for tyranny and the victimization that is taking place as a result of it, is at historic proportions for our country, I believe. And we just can't be complacent and just pretend that nothing's happening when we see real victimization and injustice.
What's really funny here is a little misinformation, but when you look at the site, it's actually a site called Give, Send, and Go. And it's a place for a lot of these little, you know, missionaries. You know, they go out there, they're doing something, they're raising money for their mission trip or where they're going and what they're doing. But PayPal has decided instead of slapping them on the wrist for doing what they did with the one group, they're taking money away from all those groups now.
Yeah.
And thousands of missions. I'm looking at it right now.
Oh. See, that's part of the problem that we have with the power of big tech. And they're not a part of the government. So they're a private entity, and that's why we need legislative reform, whether it's antitrust legislation or repealing of immunity from litigation. We definitely need legislative reform to address this. On the legal side, with what we have now, this can be very difficult, but the atrocity is blatant. I mean, just imagine how many people are in missionary work, they're sacrificing, and now suddenly their funding and funding sources are going to be suddenly cut off because of one thing over here that they decide to. It's like a pretext. It's like they're acting in pretext to actually overtly persecute so many who are sacrificing so much to share their faith with others.
Yeah, it is amazing because I was looking, like, again, while you're talking, and look, you know, the splash page is a place to fund hope, a place to work together with the body of Christ around the world to make a difference. I'm sure that just seeing the body of Christ probably sent them into convulsions, you know, with little demons.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I would not be surprised. Looking at how many, I tell you, look at how many pastors, ministers, and ministries have been taken off the air, and you'd think you were in communist China or the former Soviet Union. And it's happening right now in these companies. They're taking them off Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, just because they don't like the message and the beliefs being espoused from reliable and respectable institutions of faith. So it's something that it's going to need to be addressed. And I don't think we're going to see that being initiated by the Biden administration by any means for the kind of reform.
All right, tell people real quick where to find you. We're up against it.
You bet. Just go to pji.org, and we'd love to keep you updated with our cases and all our litigation, and that's what we're here. We serve without charge.
All right. Thanks, Brad. Always appreciate your time with you people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Guess who joins us the next hour? Rick Green. He's going to lay out this whole process that seems to be going awry in Congress. We'll be back in a few minutes. All right.